Hi, my name is Samantha Van Ness. I'm calling from Cairo, New York. I'm listening to your morning news show with Alan Shar talk and these other guests talk this morning regarding the bill that's being thrown in with the stimulus package. And I think that all of you should watch The Social Dilemma on Netflix. It would frame some of these questions about the influence of social media in our society in a much broader understanding of how detrimental these platforms are.
This is Linda Francis from Warwick. I just heard Brian Griffin's slick New Year's message with lots of togetherness platitudes cushioning his praise of the so-called free market and reduction of government. That's just what we have experienced in 2020, actually, with the rise of a thieving and criminal government that actually has cut all services and trying to cut every possible public good from health care to public lands.
What a jewel Rebecca Luker is. I'm listening to it now. And what a loss. I'd never heard of her before, and she's wonderful. Helen Zerlin, Kingston.
Laura in Fort Plain, oh, my God, I haven't had anything to laugh about since 2020 and the Trump epidemic and everything else. But Jason Goff and Ray Graff today with their band Fractured Jello. Oh, my God, I almost ran off the road. Thanks for the laugh, guys. Bye.
Hello. My name's Elizabeth Hoffman. I'm from Leeds, New York. And I just want to say that I love your station so very much, and I'm thrilled about the Georgia races so far. I've just been so distressed over the last year over Trump and his evilness and what he's done to this country and to the world, too. So I just wanted to give you my comment that right now I am so very happy that my president is Joe Biden and he will deliver on everything. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Good morning. My name is John Saldi. I'm calling from Stone Ridge, New York. It is Thursday. I just listened to Rosemary Armeo and Linda Ellerbe shout down Congressman Maloney in an attempt to, I'm not sure, maybe get some information from him. My question is, where were Ms. Ellerbe and Ms. Armeo when the congressman was in lockdown in the Capitol?
Hi, my name is Kathy Stubbing. I live in Vermont. I listen to the Roundtable almost daily. And I understand that live radio can be very challenging, and I want to give a big shout-out to the Roundtable for all of their wonderful work every day. I have never called, but I am appalled today at Mr. Sean Patrick Maloney and what appeared to be, to me, to be very misogynistic attitude toward Linda and Rosemary.
Hello, my name is Jane Meigs, M-E-I-G-S. I live in Millerton, New York, and I just want to let you know that I completely support Rosemary Armeo and the questions that she asked.
Bruce Holden, you know, Rosemary Armeo was a bit over the top with the congressman. I am a liberal, I am a Democrat, but you know, they were there till 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning doing the job that needed to get done.
Nan Fletcher Davies, Amherst, Massachusetts, calling to thank you for the roundtable and for strong women's voices and a feminist voice on your program.